Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am still positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah, we are.
Coming at you still 3 days a week.
This is 3 days a week.
We were hoping for five, but...
Hey, that, you know, we're still coming at you three until we get told otherwise. There's still 3 days of news to report.
So, I guess up top, that's a little bit where we're going to talk about... I would say 48 hours ago, we were pretty certain that it was going to be a go for the NBA to go ahead and come back. And this would have been our preview segment for those remaining eight games of the regular season.
Weekend preview.
But there's been some kind of wrinkles in that plan, rightfully so.
Some valid wrinkles.
So we're going to kind of discuss what has gone down over the last 48 hours and sort of what that could mean for the rest of the season. So there's some...
More of the same, but kind of just from a Clippers-Lakers perspective.
Yeah, so Clippers and Lakers players are helping to lead the charge of,
this situation.
Yeah.
I'm not even entirely sure what to label it, because I don't want to label it something that it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a develop... As this whole...
I like development.
Developing situation. The whole thing is developing.
And then we got some shavings for you, and just kind of talking a little bit more about where we go from here. And also... great Clippers writer, Miriam Swanson. If you don't follow her, please do.
Hashtag verify Miriam.
Yeah, incredible writer and journalist, but she found a piece of memorabilia that we can't wait
to
tell
you
about.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All that and more coming up right about now.
So, as William alluded to, we were pretty jacked up to do a 8-game preview.
Yeah,
for everybody.
I mean, it was looking like it was... pretty close to a done deal in my mind.
We were all wrapped up, and I say all, like, I speak for myself 100% when I talk about this. I was wrapped up in a lulled false sense of security.
Yeah, as far as the NBA
NBA coming back. And
yeah.
I mean that genuinely, honestly, because all the news we had heard, which we'll talk about, Lou Will commented about this, was just that the league was coming back. And it was, here's the dates, and here's all this. But then so this is what was reported in case you missed it.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving led a call of 80 plus NBA players,
mm-hmm.
including Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, Donovan Mitchell. And Irving and several players spoke up about not supporting resumed season due to nationwide unrest from social injustice and racism. There was also concerns about COVID-19
mm-hmm.
brought up by Dwight Howard, who did lose someone to COVID-19, which is so very, I mean, it's not like it's coming from nowhere. It was also, sources said, Kyrie Irving told NBA players on the call, I don't support going to Orlando. I'm not with the systemic racism and the bullshit. Something smells a little fishy. Kyrie Irving on Players Call Friday also said, per sources, this is from Shams, not my sources, I'm willing to give up everything I have for social justice. So, one of the things that was the issues with this whole saga was how the information was coming out.
Agreed.
It came out of nowhere on Friday. It was like, you and I were getting ready to do a Zoom movie watch with some friends, and then it was just like, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, here's a wrench in the spokes of what the NBA was trying to have happen.
Yeah, it was definitely all pouring in, and the way that it was chosen to, I don't know.
Kyrie got slandered.
I feel like Kyrie ended up kind of taking sort of a negative backlash, which, I mean, he's been, you know, kind of the target of since leaving Cleveland, really.
And some, that's the thing with sometimes, I said this before we start recording, sometimes when you shoot yourself in the foot,
mm-hmm.
you shoot some toes off.
You lose a couple toes.
And it's hard to stand up again.
Yeah.
This is a scenario, like, the flat earth stuff, you're like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's idiotic. This is a noble and valid thing to bring up.
100%.
From anybody, and he got, because of some previous comments, he got dragged.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just like, there were some funny ones, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some where it's like, it was bordering on shut up and dribble.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
And it's just like, I think, well, you mentioned this, it was like, how did none of this get broken down before with the league?
So I think that this is sort of something worth talking about. You know, a couple weeks back, we were still arguing over changes to the playoff format.
The group stage. And we were talking about a group stage 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, a group stage and like how things would return to Orlando. And I had kind of thought, and you know, this is definitely on me, my fault for not knowing, but I had kind of thought that the support of the players was already more or less unanimous.
Of course, because I think when it's something like, because, you know, the NBA we talked about is kind of leading the charge, especially with sports and leagues with racial injustice.
Yeah.
It's one of the few leagues in America where players can speak out, where I can't breathe shirts and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
which makes it beautiful. So I think we do get lulled into this thing of they must have already talked about this, which is also a problem in the grander sense, but that's a conversation for a much different day.
Definitely. And just because the Players Association was involved in these return talks.
Mm-hmm. And there was another call before this that people like to bring up. They're like, well, Kyrie didn't say anything a week before or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if your mindset is the same as it was a week ago in this current situation we're in,
I know that.
Hats off to you.
Well, the thing is I mean, since February, really, a couple weeks has changed, you know, entire outlooks and complete situations. So I think it's not really fair to say, even if he didn't speak up on a call a week ago, that, you know, the time was then, because times changed.
When the hell is the time?
I think if you take anything away from 2020, it's that times change, and more quickly than I think we were accustomed to.
Shit has to be flexible.
Yeah. So it's also interesting too, because we were seeing news roll in about people who were supposedly aligned with this movement, and then we saw conflicting kind of tweets and stuff from people like Donovan Mitchell. So it's a little bit hard for me to really completely gauge what the impact of this will be. I think
it's been less than 24 hours, because that's the funny thing. From the time, because I think we both kind of had the thought of maybe we should do an episode last night.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the people who have takes that are on Kyrie's comments, you're like, I know that you don't believe this. You're saying this because it's heat of the moment. This was also kind of a nice microcosm of what has been an issue with NBA news, especially, is the immediate reactions and not actually thinking and marinating on something.
Definitely.
Where there was these things where you're just like, no, these are all, he was talking about, he's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought up food concerns.
Yeah.
And he brought up a lot of bigger concerns.
Yeah.
And it just it's all things that make total sense.
Definitely. Definitely.
Is what, you know, if you're not a Kyrie Irving fan, and someone just showed you what someone brought up on that call, you would be like, yeah, this makes total sense.
Definitely.
So I think it's really just people having to really come to the fact that they themselves have to kind of change their opinion about somebody.
Yeah.
Well, which is hard for sports Twitter and fans in general.
Furthering this sort of conflict or just kind of differing news was the report yesterday from Zach Lowe and ESPN, where they interviewed healthcare workers and they interviewed people about the actual safety of this bubble plan.
Mm-hmm.
And more or less, you know, a lot of them seemed to be in favor.
Dr. Fauci said too, he was not Dr. Tarchi, related. But not the same doctor. He was like, this is a good idea. He's like, as far as you're going to go, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
They have it all set up well.
One thing that was a hole, I feel like that
yeah.
If I'm a player, I guess I'm a little bit worried about, is the Disney staff. Because...
But they're also doing the MLS thing too, which has already been planned out.
What's that?
The MLS is going to be holding play at Disney World too.
Gotcha.
They're... The Disney staff thing I'm also concerned about, but I hate to say this, we're screwed. We're never going to know what that situation is because Disney has so much money.
Yeah. No, totally, but I just don't think that they have the power to force workers to stay on premises.
Same with team media, where it's like you're going to send, you know, say you're Greif and you have fairly newborn children at home. You maybe don't want to go to a place where you're on this was, it was a whirlwind of I think I confronted a lot of things where I was like, I didn't even, this makes total sense. It's not that I didn't agree with those things, but there are things where you get caught up in sports being a distraction.
Definitely.
And next segment, we're going to talk about it because a couple prominent Clippers and Lakers players had things to say about the distraction part of it.
Yeah.
Which I think is super valid.
It's inseparable, really, from the return of basketball, especially in the current climate.
It's just a lot. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking about the Clippers and Lakers, our responses to that. But first, we have to do these. I want to give a shout out to Blinkist. can listen to some books real quick, which honestly, more people should be listening and reading to some more books. It can just help you.
Yeah.
Listen to some nonfiction books. Those are facts. So they are books with facts in them. So make sure you're reading books with actual facts in them. That's always a plus too. All the books you want and all for one low price. Right now for a limited time, Blinkist has a special order just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off on your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled BLINKIST.com/NBA to start your 7-day trial. And one more time, that is 25% off, but only when you go straight to the source at Blinkist.com/NBA.
All right, so now that you're reading, you're getting your minds right, time to get your body right.
Feed that brain. Too,
with Built Bar.
Hell yeah, dude.
Built Bars are really the perfect protein bar because they're tasty, come in 16 amazing flavors, they're covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew.
Hell yeah.
But even better than that is how healthy they are. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat.
Love it.
They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, with great flavor profiles.
Love it.
And right now, for our listeners, you can go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll save $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your first order at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so now we're fueled up, we're knowledged up. We're talking some Clippers and Lakers players who are helping kind of lead the charge, and just was everything to be expected of what happened on Friday, which I think is a large part of it too. So, when Carl was on the show, we kind of talked about, Bev alluded to things being bigger than basketball right now with a tweet a couple weeks ago. Dwight Howard stressed to players that sports will become a distraction and that players need to unify to create change. Something I think if you don't agree with, hey, you got a lot of stuff to work on. Avery Bradley was outspoken on the call too, which for as much slander as we have thrown Avery Bradley on this podcast, you also made a very hilarious video about his tenure on the Clippers. It's a good time. Kudos. Kudos to two players from across the hall who a lot of people don't like. These aren't main guys.
Yeah.
These are two guys, and same with Lou Williams, who had similar sentiments on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys who, this is getting close to their last chance of getting a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. Lou said on Twitter, so on Instagram, a fan, you know, wants them to come back. And Lou wants them to see it from their perspective of sports are a distraction in the sense that the fan asking Lou to come back, Lou flipped it on him. He was like, you want to have a distraction from everything going on and have a beer and not think about these protests.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we, you know what I mean? Like, where is their role in that? In getting people's minds off of what's happening.
Totally. And it's an interesting sort of a dilemma for a player because, you are actively distracting people from something that I'm sure you believe very strongly in.
Yeah, he had someone on Twitter also tweeted at Lou about how he was running from Bron. Some idiotic take. And he had a very eloquent response. He said, I never said I wasn't going to play, but every day all we see on ESPN is NBA coming back. On CNN, I see another black man killed by police last night. I don't expect you to understand because you don't have a platform, so borrow mine. Say something that'll make mom proud. Go. That is it in a nutshell. That's the best. If you don't get it or you don't really understand what it is, this tweet, those sentences, every day all we see on ESPN is NBA coming back. On CNN, I see another black man killed by police last night.
Yes.
Like, the information being fed by the NBA has been, it's coming back, it's coming back, it's coming back.
Definitely. And, I mean, that's as much to, like, assuage the fears of owners as it is fans.
Very good point. Fantastic point.
And speaking of the CNN narrative of seeing another black person killed, Paul George is getting more involved in the Robert Fuller murder in Palmdale.
We're not going to go into details on it, but there's a change.
Gruesome.
There's a change.org petition. Go sign it. We signed it. It's on Paul George's Instagram. It's a horrifying case, and it's in his hometown, and he has made it known that he wants to know what's going on with this, and it's like, seeing these things happen, like, we're seeing levels from the Clippers of guys who, it's Lou, where he almost retired 2 years ago, this is his last chance to get a ring. we're seeing the Paul George take, where this is just, you're a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, for the people who for some reason always have to bring financial gain into these things, he has nothing to really get, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's fine, theoretically, if you have that viewpoint. Like, these are all levels of players who are expressing concern about distracting people from what's happening right now on the Clippers.
Definitely.
And it's like, man, it's heavy.
It's very
heavy. I don't know how else to say it other than it's heavy. And it's like, you can't. And there's both sides of it. Like Austin Rivers talked about. He had a very long, eloquent post on Instagram. Austin Rivers, who knows?
Firsthand,
I would assume 99.9% of NBA players do. Yeah, Austin Rivers, the Rivers family, if for some reason you don't know, had their house burned down.
Yeah.
You told me about the family dog part.
Yeah, I believe the family dog was in the house.
Horrible firsthand attack.
Yeah.
He was on Instagram. He had a thing talking about how it can be a distraction, but playing can also help these things. It was obviously much more eloquent than me condensing it just now. I apologize to Austin Rivers for paraphrasing it like that. But so there's these two sides that are both right.
Yeah.
Which is what I think is where the conundrum lies of where does the NBA go from here? And I don't think either of us has the answers or trying to give the answers. But no. Like, it was a news bomb, you know, like.
Yeah, it was definitely a new flurry of information that, you know, as excited as we were for everything to return, was a sobering moment.
It was, and it was one that I think a lot of fans needed too. Because as with this goes, I get so frustrated when athletes are like, hey, I don't want to maybe play. And then people are like, well, you make millions of dollars, so you should. And they're like, man, there's so much other stuff going on that, like, what do you, like, it's bigger than that. And also,
I think, we live in a country where we don't make billionaires pay taxes, but we're going to force these millionaires to.
Yeah. While there's injustice, you know, the NBA is built on black athletes.
Yeah.
And there is so much change that can be made right now with their voice and the players of the NBA that, I mean, if part of you isn't excited for what can come of this, because
mm-hmm.
all that there is at the end of the tunnel, I think that's important to remember is hope.
I agree. Yeah.
Is that the scenario is, there's a bunch of scenarios, obviously.
I don't know. The one that I keep circling back to is like, we get to see like the true influence of the NBA and the power of its players in a way that, you know, can bring about some sort of positive, even if incremental change, because that is good change. And yeah, who knows? I mean, we might still get some basketball out of it.
That's the thing. It's like, so worst case scenario, the season isn't played.
No season.
And
we're kind of back to where we've been for the last 3 months.
And in my eyes, this may be a rose-colored glasses worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenario for positive Chuck Mockler, we don't play the season, and some substantial legislation in certain areas gets passed, or certain people get detained,
mm-hmm.
and positive things happen because of this. If that is the worst-case scenario, the whole world, the whole United States is theoretically better.
Mm-hmm.
Because of these things. So it's like, it's hard as a fan to grapple with.
Yeah.
And I think some fans, like, you shouldn't feel like there's this thing where, like, you can want basketball to come back.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
Of course. And you can understand the player's side. Like, you should 100%. Be able to, like.
I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I talked about it a little bit before, so not to repeat myself too much, but I think it's just also cool as a fan just to see the sort of the impact that these players and everything can have.
I think people forget.
On and off the court.
Which is a trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's
cool. I think people really do forget.
It's really cool. And I mean, it goes back to like the thing that brought me into sports is like this weird unifying sort of power or feeling.
Yeah.
So
before sports became, back when like anyone could play high school sports, when like there didn't have like weird money involved, it was great. You play with kids, you never knew them,
mm-hmm.
but you had a common goal, which was win, mm-hmm. and it didn't matter where the fuck you were from.
Or at least have a little fun.
Okay, well, where I went to school, it was win. we're going to kind of just keep breaking this down, kind of where we go from here. In the next segment, Trez had some tweets we're going to talk about. We hope everyone's doing well. But first, we got to give a shout out to Rock Auto.
That's right. And you know what? I love Rock Auto because they're a family business serving auto parts customers for nearly 20 years. That's nearly as old of a website as you could possibly have.
Literally, yeah, pretty damn close.
Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is super easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle. You can choose the brands, the specifications, and even the prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers.
Rock Auto.
Why spend twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Okay, so we're recording this at 6:02 p.m. on June 13th. Where the hell do we go from here? As just fans, I don't mean as the league. I feel like this has been a nice, like, kind of, I guess, fan pod. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where is your mindset right now?
I mean, I don't know what I can do other than show my support, you know?
I agreed. There's no,
you know, this is something that's like so far out of my control,
and nothing else has come since we've talked about these comments. Like, there hasn't been, you know, anything from the league or anything like that. So, like,
yeah,
I guess I'm just kind of in a similar kind of uncertain spot now. I just kind of have, I hate to say it, I've taken that July 30th date out of my head.
Yeah, the day earlier, you
mean? Day earlier, I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. You're not starting earlier. If there's one thing I know that's probably not happening, it's that the NBA is not starting earlier.
Earlier, even if only by a day.
Not to be a dick, but like, you know what
even
I mean?
Even if only by a day. Well, I mean, totally. If you think about it logistically, I mean, they're going to need at least 10 days of quarantine when they get there. So, I mean, we would have more news on teams, like, figuring out, because they have to stagger all these teams coming in, too. Can't have 30 teams all arrive at one facility at the same time.
I didn't think of, goddamn.
So I don't know.
Logistics!
So I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but it probably won't be coming back earlier as we might have thought a few days ago. But yeah, I think the best thing to do as a fan is, you know, support the people and the players and the causes and the things that you believe in.
If you like a player, support their cause. That's the thing that I'm like, you know what, for the most part, there's not a lot of players at most sports that I've enjoyed that I like where I'm fundamentally not down for most of their causes. There's only a couple. I was just going to make a horrible joke about a certain basketball player from a Mormon state, but I won't.
Good work.
But like, if you're a Lou Will fan, you be down with his cause.
Definitely. Like, definitely.
He's a player. There are some, there's a new development because like Florida itself, because we've talked about kind of, you know, the heaviest emphasis on the news dump has a negative connotation, but that's what news calls it on Friday when there's like a weird dump right before the weekend. Doesn't really work like that with things that live on Twitter.
Yeah.
But there was also voices concerned, we talked a little bit about Dwight Howard and stuff, about just the COVID safety.
Definitely.
Florida, surprisingly, to maybe nobody or some, if you don't really understand what's going on right now, a new daily record high of cases confirmed in Florida. That was on Saturday. The previous high, of course, was set on Friday, and the high before that was set on Thursday.
Wow.
So that is, for the most part, probably for Memorial Day, is what most people have said. It's like that's how long things take to show up. So that is something to keep an eye on, too. Like, you have players rightfully concerned about the pandemic, which Dr. Tarchi had a fantastic tweet where he was like, LA traffic is back. Or it was like, traffic is back. LA's back up in that ass. It's like, it's true. And I had a good chuckle reading it. But man, do people kind of act like this is now done?
Please stay safe out there.
Please stay safe.
That's
out
all
there.
We can really say.
And also, it's a valid concern for the players to have.
Oh,
is the other thing. It's like, you got to be down with the players being worried about this.
100%. I mean, I just still, like, I can't wrap my head around how you can ensure that the Disney staff stays safe. Like, if everyone else is confined to
Keith
this
Smith
bubble. Yeah. If If everyone else gets sick. Yeah, if everyone else is confined to this bubble, I mean, you can definitely minimize the spread for sure. But eliminating it, you know, that's still
tough.
That's a question mark.
It's hard, yeah. Everyone should go. This is a hard pivot. Go show Montrezl Harrell some love on social media.
Absolutely.
Just go say what's up. Seems like he's kind of going through a little bit of the doldrums. Mm-hmm. As we've all maybe been a privy to, if not...
The teens. That's what I call them when you've been in quarantine for too long.
The teens? Okay, I like that. Yeah. Quores doesn't sound as good.
I like the teens.
The teens is good. Well, because your teen years are also very difficult for some people. go show Trez some love. Seems like things are going... I don't know. We've all had a hard time, like... Man, things are heavy. And I think this is the Kyrie call and all of this. It's like, I think people forget that players are going through stuff too.
100%.
And it's a very real thing. And it's like, I feel bad about it sometimes because I forget about it too.
Yeah.
And we're very close to the team when basketball is actually happening, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just a lot. We do have to give a shout out to, one of our favorite people, in the world, Miriam Swanson had the best
wholesome with the flex on everybody.
Oh, so here, this was the beauty of this post is that it's a wholesome post, and the most wholesome posts are ones that don't do like hashtag wholesome post. Uh-huh. Or like this was the most wholesome. Da da da. It's a large flex, I would say.
Yeah.
She just tweeted out. She also should be verified. Hashtag verify Miriam. MIRJAM. Posted pics of her vinyl Kobe album. KOBE.
What a find.
Oh, what a buy. The features on that album were crazy. 50 Cent on that album. Brandy's Nas. On that album. Nas. Like, it made me feel good.
Yeah.
And it also, like, looking at that.
Such an interesting piece of history, I feel like.
It's a gorgeous piece of history. And it also, like, it gave me the half second of... If you don't understand how sports are a distraction, seeing someone who bought the Kobe Bryant album on vinyl 20 years ago and having it for 2 seconds make you forget about... Literally, I was like, oh, shit. That is how sports are a distraction. If you haven't gotten it to this point...
In what is... Yeah.
This is the example.
Yeah. In what is, I feel like, a lot of ways for sports, a very positive thing. But, yeah. Given the...
It can mask some things. But we want to give a shout out to Miriam. Thank you for that. She's a wonderful journalist.
Absolutely.
Go read everything she's ever written. We should probably have her on the show soon. Yeah. She's not too busy.
Talk about it.
She's big timed us. No, I'm just kidding. She helped us find our way around Staples, our first game. So shout out to Miriam. We have to give just everyone stay safe.
Yes, please. No restaurants are open. Don't even dying to get to Denny's.
You've been missing those in-person grand slams.
But, you know, use your head. Use your best judgment.
Use your damn head. And also, remember what William the Opinion Updike said. Why now?
Why now?
Also, I have this funny thing. I made my way over to the Echo Park Black Lives Matter protest today. If you're like me and you want to protest, you're maybe still a little worried about social distancing stuff, search out the direct sun.
Stand in the direct sun.
Stand in the direct sun. No one will be around you until truly the last minute when they have to be. And then you've been there long enough that you can be like, all right, my COVID paranoia has maybe taken me a little more. I can get out of here. But it was a fantastic time. Everyone stay safe.
Remember to wear sunscreen.
That's honestly underrated right now. Wear sunscreen. Black Lives Matter. I mean, that's the best advice I feel like I can give anyone at this point in my life. Will, anything else in shavings? And where can these fine people find us?
You guys can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. If you haven't already, consider subscribing. Leave a rating or a review.
Consider it.
We'd love it.
Consider yourself.
Oliver Twist over here. You can also find us on Twitter at Locked On Clips. We'd love to hear from you if you have questions, thoughts about the show, or just life. Go ahead and let us know.
Yeah, get at us, dude. If you want to get us personally at Charles Mock, I will uptake. But if you just want a podcast to give you advice, which I'm more comfortable maybe than a, hit up Locked On Clips. Monday's episode, we're going to be talking about whatever the hell happens, which, hey, could be a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. Sorry we don't have more of a detailed preview. Everything's by the seat of our pants. We hope you're doing safe. Shout out to all of Clipper Nation. Shout out to every basketball fan. Shout out to everybody doing their best right now, trying to help everyone out. I have been positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.